Good morning, Western Alaska, and welcome to the K&OM Exchange. I'm your host, Emily Russell, and today with me are my co-hosts, Mitch Borden. Mitch, good morning.
Good morning, Emily.
And also Matthew Smith.
Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Good, thank you. And today we're talking about the October 6th elections.
Today our two guests are the candidates for Nome's mayoral race. We have them here to discuss the issues Nome's mayor will deal with in the upcoming term.
So call in with your questions, your concerns about Nome or the region. It's all fair game. Now, there are a lot of offices up for grabs in this election. In Nome alone, we have city council, we have school board, we have some members of the Port Commission. And, of course, regionally, we have NSCDC board members up for votes in Nome, Elam, Savunga, St. Michael, and Teller. Those are all great offices. We wish everyone the best of luck. But today, we are going to focus on Nome's mayor's race. So to get that focused on Nome's mayor's race, get your thinking caps on and think about what you'd want to ask Nome's mayor.
And we'd like to introduce our candidates. With us are Denise Michaels.
Good morning, K&OM folks.
Good morning, Denise. And Richard Benville. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, and good morning, Western Alaska.
Call in with your questions if you're a Nome at 443-5221. And if you're outside of Nome, call in at our toll-free 1-800 number at 1-800-478-5666.
And you can also get us online if you can't make it to the phone. Visit us at knom.org and click on the picture we have for our exchange show. You'll see Denise and Richard shaking hands on knom.org. You can then go on to a form and send us some messages that we can read live on the air. We already have a couple of those messages, and we'll be getting to those in just a minute.
And in the interest of fitting in as many questions as possible, we'll be limiting the candidates to response times of about 2 to 3 minutes.
And I just want to point out, Emily, that we're going to try and make sure our focus today is the issues, right? We're not going to focus on the person or the candidates or anything, you know, related to the personal grievances we might have. We're going to leave all that at the door, and we're going to focus our calls and our questions today on a positive, how can we improve Nome in Western Alaska? So please keep that in mind as folks join our call-in show.
All right, so without further ado, let's get started. We'd like to give the candidates just a few minutes to introduce themselves. Tell our listeners about your time in Nome and why you'd like to be our city's mayor. So, Richard, I'd like to start with you.
Well, thank you very much. And once again, good morning. And thank you, K&OM, for doing this. You know, it's all about communication, and it's all about getting the word out. The election's here in Nome, but so many of the things that happen here affect our region. And so, you know, it is our region. Good morning, everybody. My name is Richard Benville. I am all about 29-year resident of Nome. Prior to Nome, I lived in Barrow for 7 years and was worked for Alaska Commercial Company, which was a wonderful way, you know. And before that, I was in New York City, the Upper West Side, and in 10 days, my life changed and has changed so much for the better. Living in Nome, I grew up in the Air Force. My father was in the Air Force. He was a dentist. So I lived all over the world. I had a tremendous, you know, that's such a huge benefit. I was exposed cross-culturally from the word go. When I was 10 to 13, we lived on the economy in Japan. I graduated from high school in England, and it's just a very broadening thing. So living here is very, very comfortable for me. And as it turns out, interestingly enough, although most people think I lived in New York forever, I lived in New York for a long time. But I've lived in Nome far longer than I've lived anywhere in my life. And having grown up in the Air Force, and it was a wonderful thing to do, one doesn't really have a hometown. Mountain Lakes, New Jersey is my hometown, but where I was born. But my hometown is very, very, very much so Nome, Alaska. The people of Nome are my family. I've been until last about 2 months ago the director of community schools for the Nome School District for many, many years. If you had said to me 35, 40 years ago that I'd be living in rural Alaska and working with children, I would have said, I don't think so. But the word is that I did, I have, and I can't tell you how wonderful it's been. It's been a wonderful, wonderful part of my life. When I say Nome is my family, I mean I've got a couple of generations of kids. But Nome is my focus. Nome has always been my focus, and giving back to the community. And that's what Richard likes to do a lot of. And I just got my warning, so I'll be quiet. And ask everyone to, you know, if in Nome, go ahead, get out and vote. That's the most important thing, is to vote. Whether you vote for Denise or for me is not as important as voting.
Great.
So having said that, thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Richard. And Denise, could you give our listeners an overview of your time in Nome and why you'd like to be Nome's mayor?
thank you. My name is Denise Michaels. I am seeking re-election for your mayor. I've done it for the last 12 years, and it's truly an honor. Born and raised in Nome, I am the oldest of three kids from Robert Bankey, Marianne Bankey. The reason why I ran, and I still continue to run, I have a passion for improving the quality of life for our citizens. It's important to build a strong foundation, and I think in the last 12 years, well, I know in the last 12 years, we've really made improvements to the community, and want to continue to do that, and would appreciate your vote. And thank you for the opportunity to do this. It's really important for folks to hear what we have and what our passion is.
Thanks, Denise.
All right. Thanks to our guests. And a reminder to our callers, our phone lines are open. You can give us a call in Nome at 443-5221. And outside of Nome, give us a call 1-800-478-5666. That's 1-800-478-KNOM. And just a reminder to our callers, in the interest of time, there's a lot of topics that we could touch on in a debate between two mayoral candidates. So we're going to ask our callers to try and, in the interest of time, again, keep the questions focused to a singular question that we can pose to our candidates today. And we can also, in addition to those phone numbers, you can get in touch with us on the web as well, right, Mitch?
Yeah, visit us at knom.org and click on the exchange page. You'll see a picture of Denise and Richard, and you can send us questions there. And our first question actually comes from someone who submitted on the web. Sue in Nome would like to writes, I would like to ask both candidates if they feel Nome is experiencing a housing crisis, and if so, what level of leadership they would bring to having the city seek solutions to Nome's severe lack of affordable, decent rentals. And I'll pose that to Richard first.
Well, I'm a renter, so I know about renting. And Nome is difficult. I moved several years ago again. I've probably moved, what, six times in my 28 years here. And finding affordable housing is difficult. There are lots of, you know, and that we have influx every periodically in the summer for a bit from the mining and from other activities in Nome. So we do need more housing. And we need to improve some of the housing that we have. I noticed here recently that there's been a continuation of a process of clearing lots of derelict buildings. And that's a good idea because that clears property that people might build on and build something new. Rentals are always, you know, are interesting. I guess being a landlord is not the easiest thing in the world. So I'd like to see us improve the housing, number one, and improve the number of housing. We had that big influx of people from the hospital, happily. You know, it was a lot of jobs to the community, but it was a big stress, and it still continues to be a stress on the housing market.
Do you have any idea how you could improve?
I think continuation of the clearing property so that we can build anew. I think that, you know, incentives of some sort to allow people to build. I think as they look to the future, people may hesitate or not hesitate, and I'd like to see them not hesitate to build and to invest in Nome, because investing in housing is investing in a future that we would like to see happen.
As mayor, how could you, like, bring these incentives about?
Well, I think one of the jobs of one of the powers, if you will, to use a word of mayor, is influence, working with the city council in consort to be a strong voice. But also, and Mayor Denise, she's had 12 years of doing it, so hello, Central. But one can give gentle pressure and stand up, you know, for the citizens and to the city council and to help that process. So by influence and common sense.
All right. And Denise, let me reread the question. Sue writes, I would like to ask both candidates if they feel Nome is experiencing a housing crisis, and if so, what level of leadership they would bring to having the city seek solutions to Nome's severe lack of affordable, decent rentals.
Yes, we do have a housing crunch, I would call it. Excuse me. What we have been doing is, again, what Richard mentioned, is we're doing the abatement. We also are looking at reaching out to the housing partners, the housing authority, the financing, and seeing what options there are. The cost of construction is so high because we have to either fly everything or ship everything here. And so lowering the cost to construct is one of the major issues I've been working on, which is extending the port. That way we can bring in bulk bigger. So working on making homes safer, greener, as I would call it, better insulation. We do have on the books, on the ordinances, if you do construct your facade in a, I would call it the old gold rush theme, your property taxes are prorated for several years. And so we continue to do that. And we also could continue to reach out to our partners to see what other options there are for lowering the cost to construct for new housing and remodeling. Weatherization, real important.
Well, we have a caller on the line, and we're going to go take some questions from our callers. That caller did give us a call at 443-5221. That's, again, a phone line that is open. We have two phone lines here, believe that. 443-5221. And you can also reach us if you're calling from outside of Nome, 1-800-478-5666, 1-800-478-KNOM, and online at knom.org. We're going to go to the first caller now. We have Tim in Nome. And a reminder to Tim and all callers that we're going to, in the interest of time, try and keep our questions focused on a singular question for our candidates.
All right. Welcome, Tim.
Good morning. I'm calling. I've got two questions, but it pertains to the NSCDC election that's also being conducted at the same time the municipal elections being conducted.
Tim, we have our mayoral candidates here, and we're keeping our questions focused on the mayor's race. Do you have a question for the mayors?
Yes. As probably everybody knows who's reading Nome Politics on Facebook, I've challenged the NSCDC portion of the election and maybe the whole election, and I took that challenge to the mayor, and I'm not happy at all with the response. I haven't gotten any response at all yet. We made this mistake in 2006. It's a very similar situation, and the election had to be thrown out after the voting took place. When we went to canvass the election, the city decided that it had not conducted the election properly, and the election was thrown out. And a special election to correct a flawed election is not the same election. You get different voters. Everything is different, and so. I learned from that situation that it's best to address the situation before the election. And so far, Mayor Michaels has not responded at all. And the other issue is I asked the council, requested audited financial statements at the August 24th meeting of the Nome Common Council for both NSCDC and CU Alaska Corporation. And so my question for the two candidates is, and they refused to provide them, the corporation responded that they don't provide complete audits, and nobody in Norton Sound has ever seen a complete audited financial statement for either NSCDC or CU Alaska Corporation.
So your question for the candidates, Tim?
My question is, for Denise, what are you going to do about the election challenge before the election? And my question for Richard is, if you're elected, what will you do about the election challenge after the election? And will you pursue audited financial statements for those corporations?
All right. That's Tim in Nome. Tim, in the interest of getting some more callers on the air, we're going to take those answers off the air, but thank you very much for calling in today. That was Tim in Nome with questions about NSCDC and I guess the financials as it relates to the election. Denise, we'll start with you.
Thank you. Yes, I did answer back to him by email. I believe the city manager also provided the data and the facts of the election. We're concentrating on the city's election right now. NSCDC has their own bylaws. I'm sorry, excuse me. Their own bylaws, and we just administer the process. We don't control. They're a private corporation. We've asked for the financials, and that would be like asking me to ask Richard to provide his financials to us. It's a private corporation. It's separate from the city election. We just administer. And I did answer, and you've had this on your radio, and we've also answered that during the city council meetings.
And Denise, you're mentioning KNOM does have some coverage online at knom.org. It does, in fact, feature the city council and city manager Tom Moran's response to some of those allegations with regard to the election when it comes to NSCDC. We'll toss this question now to Richard. Richard, how would you respond to Tim's questions?
Well, good morning, Tim. There's a history to this call and to the question. And I hear it, and I've heard it before. I tend not to be. I conspiracy theories bother me; they really do. I think they get in the way of what we're doing. And I like to think, and perhaps I might be wrong, but I just in my heart don't think that I am. That there isn't a move to not inform the public or individuals. It just doesn't ring true in my heart. And I've had this conversation with others before. I have to bow right now as I'm not as mayor. What would I do as mayor? I would listen. First of all, I think that's my biggest job. One of my biggest jobs is to listen to absolutely everybody. That does not necessarily mean that as a human being I have to agree. And conspiracy theories bother me.
Let's just be careful with that word, Richard, conspiracy theory.
Some people
can take that some way. Some can take it the other way.
Well, that's true. I apologize. I like to believe that our government is telling us the truth. And as mayor, I would investigate as myself to be comfortable, to continue being comfortable with that. And believe me, if I felt that somebody wasn't giving information for whatever reason, I'd be the first one to say something. Absolutely. I'm 70 years old. Hello, Central. What do I do to lose?
That was a question from Tim in Nome calling us on a phone line that is now open. 443-5221 is that number. 443-5221 for callers inside Nome. Outside of Nome, give us a ring. 1-800-478-KNOM. That's 1-800-478-5666.
And you can go to our website, knom.org, and click the picture of Denise and Richard at the top of the page to submit questions online.
All right, and we're going to switch gears a little bit now. We're going to talk about Nome's port, which is a hot topic. So as many know, Nome has been tentatively selected as the location of the U.S.'s deep draft port expansion by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And while this expansion will no doubt bring in infrastructure and investment to our city, it will have a big price tag. It's $211 million, and the city is possibly on the hook for $113 of that million dollars. So I'd like to pose the question to both of you. How do you foresee the city paying for this? And we will start with Richard.
Wow, this is a biggie. How was $113 million to the city? Well, first of all, I have to commend Mayor Michaels. She has done an excellent job over years keeping Nome on a horizon of people with whom we need to be on their horizon. And as a result of in part of her efforts and things, the Coast Guard has said that. How do we pay for it? Well, first of all, it takes a little imagination. Secondly, we just got a little untimely news yesterday with Shell pulling out of the Chukchi. And what is that to mean for what many of us has been seeing as this development in the future, which I believe is still happening? Because it's not just about petroleum. It's not just about that. Perhaps the biggest part is transportation. And that's huge. That's huge. I think there are inventive ways. I think that if we go from the point of view of the national security, we have this thousands of miles of coastline that are now more accessible to the world, and that means people who may not want to fish where they were want to fish where they shouldn't be fishing, and we have rights that we need to maintain as a nation, as a state. So I think that that's very important to continue that. We don't want to lose that focus. And if that is the case, perhaps we can get more money from the feds. Private enterprise, well, everyone was talking about, well, maybe Shell will kick in some money, or Statoil or one of those will kick in some money to help with this process. And that is a possibility. That is a possibility. I think absolutely everything's got to be investigated. And I also have thought, I remember Don Young saying years ago at the State Chamber Convention, and we were talking about development of Pilgrim Hot Springs, and he said, I won't use the exact, the expletive, but darn it, Alaska should be doing some of these things themselves. Mm-hmm. We sit around and we wait for the feds. And I don't think that's a good idea. I think we need to move away from that. And Nome is a mover away from those sort of things. And I want to see that continue. We have a marvelous start. And thank you, Denise, for your efforts on behalf of that. But we need to keep that moving. And I think there might be, there are big Native corporations that might have seen interest for themselves that, could do it. One of the largest corporations, moneymakers in this state, is ASRC out of Barrow. They're doing the construction end of the new museum, as a matter of fact. So, you don't know. You just have to investigate and go out and look and ask. If you don't get help, if you don't ask.
All right. And Denise, as a longtime Nome mayor, I have experience with working with the Coast Guard and dealing with this process for the last couple of years with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. So how would you foresee the city paying for our chunk of the bill?
Thank you. We also must identify Alaska DOTPF. They were also a partner on this, and through their leadership, that's how we've gone forward with that co-report.
Denise, PF, DOT, Department of Transportation?
Yeah, public facilities. Yeah, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. We are looking at various ways to for the non-federal cost share, and it can go all the way from looking at bonds, geo-bonds, which would require voter approval. We're looking at public-private partnerships. Other countries are interested in us besides the U.S. government, and we are working with several folks to update our port master plan and our financing and marketing plan. So there is a process in place that we'll bring forward to the Port Commission, which will make a recommendation to the City Council after holding many public meetings. But we do have options that we are looking at to pay for the non-federal share.
Any follow-up questions here in our board?
No.
All right. Well, we'll move on to a question that we got from a reader and a listener on our website. He went to knom.org, and he clicked on the picture we have for today's KNOM Exchange. And we have this message from Austin in Nome, who asks, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers utilized an environmental assessment which allowed the agency to bias its federal decision-making authority in regards to the Port of Nome. Austin goes on to say, Nome's port development and the City of Nome's general stance on development has marginalized Alaska Native people. He gives unquestionable examples are the controversial filings of the original Nome town site plat in 1903 that took years to resolve, which dismissed Alaska Native use and occupancy, the 1989 Supreme Court case, City of Nome versus Nome Eskimo Community, which sought to take land from the local tribes. And Austin says the destruction of a prehistoric Alaska Native settlement at Sand Pits in 2005 and 2006, the summer when NPD prohibited an Alaska Native marine mammal hunter from practicing his traditions. So the question from Austin in Nome, and we'll start this question to you first, Denise, how will the candidates ensure that Alaska Native people are no longer marginalized in this city?
Thank you. I'm Inupiaq, so I'm very aware of our tradition and practices for subsistence and our way of life. Just for clarification, I would like to make a point that the house pit was not destroyed. It was we had an archaeologist here, and we were able to fine-tooth comb everything and preserve the artifacts that were there. And in fact, we have an agreement with Nome Eskimo and the museum showcasing those wonderful pieces mm-hmm. of our history and our ancestors. The port. The Corps of Engineers for the extension of the deep draft port, we annually dredge, and so we have an EA. It did not require an EIS. If we do go out to minus 36, I'm understanding we'll have to go through a whole NEPA process. So I just want that for clarification. What was the other?
Essentially the question from Austin and Nome is, how will the candidates ensure the Alaska Native people are no longer marginalized in the city?
I understand his question, and at times I understand that there may be misunderstandings. What I do is try to work through those, going through conflict resolution, having a public discussion on the topic, whatever it may be, to move forward so that those resolutions can go forth.
And I guess, Janice, we have a few more minutes, a few more seconds here for your response. So I just want to ask, Austin asks about the marginalization of Alaska Natives in Nome. Do you feel that's true?
I we've had a couple conferences and seminars on this, and people do believe that there is some marginalization. And I think that's why we work with our partners to move forward to so we can address those issues. So, you know, there is that out there, and we're working towards finding resolution so that we're all one people. We all live together. We need to take care of each other. So.
All right. Thank you, Denise. Mm-hmm. Richard, I won't go through Austin's entire message again, but I will just reiterate his main question to the candidates. Austin in Nome says, what will the candidates do to ensure that Alaska Native people are no longer marginalized in Nome?
Well, I think, Austin, and it's an excellent question, and it's a timely question. It's a question that's been a timely question for 110 years, longer than that. Because what happened in contact and all of that and the missionaries and the language, I talk about it every day on tour, and it was devastating. And it is still, to a great degree, devastating. So what you're doing, Austin, by keeping everybody aware is so incredibly important. You know, it's you must address, you must listen, you must hear. It is a this is a problem and not a problem. It's an issue that's been going on for a very, very long time. And at root is subsistence, and at root are a number of things. And as we talk about the progress and port development, marginalizing the natives is what has been done in the past to a great degree. And he's right. The coastal management program, I was always upset when that was the committee that made up of local people was, you know, so they let it sunset so that it wouldn't be there. The voice of the native people is incredibly important. It is perhaps the most important. And at the by the same token, though, there is a world that is happening. And it is the, what you're doing, Austin, and a continued dialogue and the meetings that have been held to continue to keep that in the forefront. I don't know the answers. I don't. I wish I did, but I know how we get to the answer. And that is through compassion and listening and honesty to ourselves and to the people. And that's my answer.
I'm going to deviate from our format for just a quick question now. And to kind of get to the heart of what Austin might be asking, what is and I'll ask this to both candidates, and we'll start with you, Richard. What is one thing the community of Nome could do to be more inclusive and to not have that sense of marginalizing?
Well, there are a number of things, and I think a lot of them are being done to a degree. My personal feeling is, unfortunately, not to enough, and I think a lot of it begins in school. And in the school, we have, ever since No Child Left Behind, I want to go into all of that, but we have, our day has morphed, the school day has morphed, and we have, I'd like to see more cultural classes in the school, and not just Inupiaq language or Yupik or Siberian Yupik, not just that, not just about tradition. I would like to see a class about the present, letting these kids, you know what are the issues and listening to their feedback. I think that's a great place to start because it gives these kids a voice, it gives them a way to do it, and a little bit of security in making those statements. You know, you have an audience, and you know you have an audience, and you need an opportunity in a young age to talk that way so that you can, as an adult, you know, make your message heard even louder.
Thank you, Richard.
Loudly.
And Denise, I'll pose the same follow-up question to you. What is one thing you can do as mayor in the city of Nome to make sure people don't feel marginalized?
We'll continue to listen and address the issues, work together as a community. We are able to have different venues, either with our nonprofits or other NGOs, to be able to bring those issues up front and deal with them and move forward with a plan of action. So,
And I know one of those events, I suppose, where we'll have a lot of people coming together to talk about issues, including this, an education summit coming on in Nome.
Yep, next weekend.
Next weekend. We'll look forward to more on that. But for now, let's throw our phone numbers out. We have some open phone lines. We'd love to get some more callers for our mayoral debate here on KNOM Exchange. Give us a call in Nome, 443-5221. That's 443-5221. And if you're outside of Nome, give us a call at 1-800-478-KNOM. That's 1-800-478-5666.
And if you can't call, go to our website, knom.org, and click on the Exchange tab, which will have a picture of Denise and Richard on it, and you can submit your questions virtually.
All right, let's switch gears here. Mitch, you've got a question.
I do. So substance abuse is such a huge issue in our region. And I was wondering, as mayor, what can you do to help combat addiction to legal and illegal substances in our community?
Who goes first?
Let's start with Denise. She answered last.
Okay, thank you. That hits right home to me, dealing with substance abuse. And I think folks know that I'm a very strong advocate for education, making sure to know the signs of substance abuse, provide help, giving phone numbers out or refer them to a entity that can help you. Heroin is one of the main issues that I've been very vocal against, and I've done a lot of outreach and advocacy, both on the newspaper, on the news. And I will continue to do that. So this year, I was very lucky working with the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, sorry.
Thank you.
we were able to create an agreement with our police department when ICON was still alive, our drug dog, and we're fundraising for a new one now, to have the DEA pay overtime for our cop, and that would save citizens tax money. And so I'm really proud of that, really proud of the troopers and their workforce, along with our police department and our feds and the Coast Guard, FAA, to make sure that there's only two ways to get it in here, fly it in or ship it in by boat. And so continue to advocate for no drugs, no illegal drugs, no, especially heroin. It really hits home to me. My nephew was so... But thank you for asking that.
Of course. And Richard?
I too, am hit personally by this question. I sobered up 24 years ago in Nome. It's one of the great gifts that God gave me, and it's also a great gift that this town allowed me to do. It really is. I walk a walk. I walk a walk. Every day. I sure as heck ain't perfect, that's for sure. But I see, especially in alcohol, the devastation to families. Being in education for all those years, I see a lot of it comes down from things that happened at the time of the gold rush. And you just simply cannot ignore that. Marijuana, I am happy that it's been legalized. And I'll go on record as saying so. I've been on record, in support of it for a long time. Illegal drugs now, and Mayor Denise couldn't be more right. Heroin in the last, 4 years, I think it's been that, we first saw, beginning to see heroin in town. We've had several ODs as a result of that. It's devastating. I mean, the cocaine, it was during the pipeline. The cocaine abuse was devastating to everybody, but it is alcohol that I suffer from, and there but for the grace of God I would still suffer greatly, and my brothers and sisters out there are a lot of people suffering, and what I do is I walk a walk. I haven't been to an AA meeting, but I'm happy we've got them here in Nome. It's hugely important, and it can become, as all of that stuff, it can become a real detriment to our future because it impedes so much. It impedes the thought processes and all of those things. So, yeah, huge problem.
Well, following that up, since marijuana is now legal and it's coming to Nome. How, as mayor, will you approach Nome dispensing marijuana? Denise.
Oh, thank you. It's for personal use right now, not commercial until February 2016. So just want to make sure that the facts are out there. The city council has chosen to be the governing body to create the policies, and we'll work with the community on those issues. And so we have to respect the voters' wish, which, you know, was a huge ballot initiative. And are looking forward to making sure that we're still healthy and safe, and make sure it doesn't get into our children's hands. It's a very carcinogenic product, and there's a lot of health issues. Healthcare costs go up because of that, and so it's a real touchy subject to talk about, but I'm glad the community is able to move forward and have a public discussion on it. It's, for me, it's health and safety.
Well, I'm just thinking, I think it's to the city council's credit that they are taking it on. Because responses, negative or positive, that go, I think the alternative was the ABC. And that they, when you start communicating with them, that delays the communication and the ability to act on things because it's a time delay, because it's in Juneau or Anchorage or wherever. But here, it's the city council doing it in Nome. And I think that takes a lot of guts, and I think it's exactly what needed to be done. And I applaud them for that. If you're going to compare them, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of problems with alcohol, too. Cirrhosis of the liver. You know, fetal alcohol syndrome, fetal alcohol effect, all of these different things. So each one, we don't live in utopia. We don't live in a perfect world. We can do everything. We can make it safer for our kids. And Denise is right. We don't want any of that alcohol, marijuana to get into the hands of our kids. They need to be educated. They need to be, did I say they need to be educated? There's very, you know, a lot of families have been impacted by both. And alcohol, I would put at the top, you know, if one's going to scale our, you know, it's very, very, very sad. I see it absolutely every day. But I have to applaud City Hall, the City Council on that. I think that was a good move. Did I answer the question?
I think so, and I think in the interest of time, we'll move on to some of our callers now.
So we've got a caller, Roger, in White Mountain. We'll take Roger's call. And, Roger, I'd like to remind you and all of our callers that in the respect of our limited time, we'd like to limit our questions to one question. So, Roger, what is your question?
Oh, good morning. If elected, how would you address the homeless in Nome, the inebriants on Front Street, and lack of a recovery center in Nome? I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much, Roger. So we will start with Richard. How would you address homelessness in Nome?
Good morning, Roger. And you're absolutely right. And the homelessness is very often as a result of, you know, the alcohol abuse. And that's a fact, sadly. And in Nome, we do. We have Nest, which is a privately, you know, funded. I don't know. And I thought I meant to check into this, because if the city doesn't support Nest, I'd like to see this supported more. Even because it's a wonderful thing. And I'd like to see them, you know, right now it's about 20 below zero and before they take people in, and I'd like to see that. And I have many of my acquaintances and friends who work with Nest, and I know how dedicated they are to this problem. This is not a place to be homeless in. And we were talking about abatement. Well, you know, that part of that abatement is moving, removing buildings where a lot of these folks, you know, get shelter. So we need maybe to increase Nest. All of this, again, Roger, bitter experience and opening our eyes and seeing what's going on around us and being compassionate. As a society, I sometimes wonder if we haven't lost a bit of that compassion. I live in Western Alaska. I live among the Inupiaq and Yupik and Siberian Yupik Eskimo, and there is compassion there. And I'd like to see more compassion. We have to be willing to help. We have to be willing to give them a leg up. It's a very frustrating thing, but a very, very good question. And I'd like to see more support for NEST.
Great. Thanks so much for that, Richard. And Denise, how would you address Richard's question about homelessness in Nome?
Roger.
Good morning, Roger. Thank you for that. It is an issue that is addressed in our comprehensive plan, which I have a copy here, and it is a priority for public inebriation. And the council has supported NEST for the over the years, and we want to thank them for all the work that they've done, along with the other private organizations such as the Polaris Hotel. I mean, they help take work with NEST. I don't think people know that, and we need to show our appreciation for that. We have hired CSOs as a part of the need for the community to address homelessness, and we have also supported Norton Sound Health Corporation's request for a facility here in the region, and it is on our priority, one of our priority state priorities, and so we continue to advocate for that. And thank you, Roger, for bringing that up.
That question was Roger in White Mountain. Thanks for calling, Roger. We have another caller on the line, and we will get to that question in just a minute, but our phone lines are open. If you have a question for Nome's mayoral candidates, whether it's a question about Nome or a question about our region, call in today and get your question on the air, 443-5221. That's 443-5221. And if you're outside of Nome, give us a call, 1-800-478-KNOM. That's 1-800-478-5666.
And if you can't call, go to our website, knom.org, and click at the top of the page on the exchange exchange tab, and you can submit your questions online.
Our caller is Jean in Nome. Let's go to our call from Jean.
Welcome to the exchange, Jean. What's your question?
It's not a question.
Gene, we're having some trouble hearing you there. Can you bring the phone a little bit closer, perhaps?
Possibly. Can you hear me now?
Still quite faint, but go ahead with your question, Gene.
It's not a question. It's a statement. Nome has always been a colorful place. It's been a native place for centuries. Since the 1900s, it's been a place where people can reside and dig gold. Because we need something,
Gene, we're having a difficult time hearing you, so maybe if you can try us back, that phone line will stay open for you. Gene in Nome, give us a call back. Maybe it's just a bad connection. We'd appreciate to hear from you today, Gene. Well, that is it for our callers right now, but those phone lines are open, so please do give us a call, 443-5221 inside of Nome or outside of Nome, 1-800-478-5666.
And our website, you can submit questions on our website at knom.org and just click on the exchange page.
And we do have a question from our website, knom.org. This is a question from Leah in Nome. Leah has a question for the mayoral candidates. She says, do you believe Nome's mayor and lawmakers should live within the city limits and therefore be governed by the very policies they vote on? If so or not so, why? We'll pose that question first to you, Denise Michaels.
Thank you. First of all, our ordinances state that you have to live within the city limits to run for any elected office or be appointed to any of our commissions or ad hoc groups. And so it's the will of the people. If the citizens of Nome want to change that ordinance, they have the right to. I believe there's also some state of Alaska also has rules on candidacy. And so it's who represents you, if they live in your community, if they have the best interest of your community. And so right now we comply with our ordinances.
And just so we're super crystal clear on that, Denise, the ordinances do in fact say to run for office, you do have to live in city limits. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Richard, we'll ask you to answer that same question.
Well, I think it rather did answer itselfly, and it, you know, it is on the city law, so it has to be that way. What is interesting, though, is I've gotten a number of comments from people who live outside of Nome who would love to be involved in the vote for different things in Nome, either in Dexter, up by Newton, up by Snake River, and they technically are not allowed to vote or to run for office, and we have some fine potential candidates living out there, and a number of them who are very vocal in Nome politics. But yeah, you have to live in Nome, and I think that's right. And one day, perhaps, and I'm not advocating it one way or the other, but annexation has been something that has been talked about in the past. Hello, Central, and maybe that will change, and the city limits will be more extended more, and that, and ergo allow more people to run for office. But right now, that's the law, that's the ordinance, and she lives on one side of town, and I live on the other.
Just a quick follow-up here, possibly getting to maybe what Leah was asking, Leah in Nome. And I'll pose this to you, Richard, and then Denise. Would you support some kind of ordinance before the city council that would let somebody who does live outside of the city of Nome run for mayor or run for a council position so those voices can be heard?
Well, I think, you know, it sounds good, but I think there's some things to look into, and I wouldn't want to say, I mean, yes, but no, because I would want to investigate more. There's this issue of taxes, there's additional property taxes, there's issues of utilities, you know, there are a number of things that come in, so I don't think it's a question that you can say, you know, in a larger world, I'd like to see more people involved in the voting, in the pool, as it were. But right now, that's not the way it is.
And we'll pose the same question to you, Denise. Would you support an ordinance as mayor that would allow somebody living outside city limits to run for mayor or city council another office?
That's a good public debate. Folks live in town, pay property taxes, pay fees. The folks that live out of town also pay sales tax. They are charged fees for the landfill. There's some folks that I would like to appoint to various boards and commissions, and I'm not able to do that because what's on the books, and it's got to be a discussion of the community, and it's got to have community support for initiative like that.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
And thank you, Leah, again for your question. We have another caller, Marilyn in Nome. Marilyn, again, I'd like to remind all of our callers to limit their questions to just one for the mayors. So, Leah, what is your question?
Leah, you're on the air here.
Sorry, that's Marilyn. Sorry, Marilyn at Nome.
Marilyn, you're on the air with us here on the exchange. What would you like to ask the mayoral candidates?
Yes, yes. Hi, this is Marilyn. We live in Nome, where we are on the main international waterways, right here on the Bering Strait. I just wanted to ask the candidates, what would their stance be on the Arctic policy for our people? And I'll get off now and listen. Thank you.
All right.
Marilyn and Nome with a question about Arctic policy. We gave the first answer to the last question to Richard, so we'll give this answer to Denise first. Denise?
Good. Thank you. Good morning, Marilyn. We are very involved and engaged in Arctic policy, especially for our subsistence and commercial fishing, any commercial activities. We want to make sure we have balanced resource development and that we are able to practice our subsistence harvesting and keep the resources there for generations to come. It has to be sustainable. We continue to engage with state, national, international folks on Arctic policy. All of our priorities are printed on there, and we want to make sure that we're at the table, we're engaged, because if we're not there, someone's going to make that decision for us. The most important one is in regards to the waterways. We're very engaged with the Coast Guard on the Bering Straits port access route study. QUERC has done a really phenomenal job to make sure that food security is one of the top priorities, and that message is heard along with the City of Nome. The other issue is infrastructure, again, making sure that the development for any resource out there. We want to make sure we have the assets in place for national security, search and rescue, and environmental response to protect our people and the resources that we live off of.
All right. Well, thank you for answering Marilyn's question, Denise. Richard, we'll pose the same question to you about Nome's attitude and adoption of Arctic policy for the region.
I think that we are beginning at last to be more active as a nation in Arctic policy. As a state, I think that needs to continue. I want to say in the State Chamber of Commerce, of which I've been on the board for many years, keep looking north, Alaska. When I talk to the kids at NACTEC about cultural tourism, I tell them that your legacy, kids, is in the north, the transportation. What is happening when you look at a step back and you take a look, what I call the satellite point of view, is quite staggering. And that's going to continue to be so for the next 20, 40, 50 years as this traffic coming through the Bering Strait increases. And I think it is the voice of the people that must be heard. And this is something that's easy to say. But doing it. Austin, in his question earlier this morning, mentioned that. And he's doing it. He's being vocal. And that presence, I'd love to see more kids, more young people from the villages involved in locally, in not just tourism. I think, that's a fabulous way to educate people and to let people know what you believe and what you want. And I think that that needs to continue and to grow, and I hope it will. I know Dora Hughes is going to have a cultural tour business out of Teller. Amen. I think it's fabulous. Fabulous, because that allows people from outside to see a little bit inside and to appreciate what is happening. But what is happening, that voice must be heard and must be maintained, and I think is, but it could be more so. So, it's happening. It's happening. And good, bad, or indifferent, it's happening. And you could discuss the pros and cons of that for a long, 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 long time. But life is life. The world is the world. It has gotten smaller and smaller. And globally, it is as small as it's ever been. Strategically, our importance to the nation is incredible. What was important during the Cold War, and every now and then Russia rattles a saber and lets us know about that. So it's not just how it affects Nome, but how it does affect Nome. And we want it to continue to affect Nome because we want to be that involved in it and to improve our port for the things that are, going on. But the voice of the people must be heard, and that means involvement.
All right. Well, thank you, Richard. And thank you, Marilyn in Nome, for that call. We're entering into the final stretch of our show here, and we want to hopefully give everybody a chance to send their messages in and make their voice heard before we finish up. We also want to leave a few minutes at the end of the show to give our candidates an opportunity to make some closing remarks and anything that we haven't touched on that they would like to share today. We do have a caller on the line. And we will hopefully get to that call in a second. But if you are looking to get your voice heard on our show before we finish up, give us a call at 1-800-478-5666. That's 1-800-478-KNOM. And if you're calling from outside of Nome, give us a call at 443-5221. That's 443-5221. We're going to go to one last caller. This is Bill in Nome. Bill, we've got just a few minutes. What question would you like to ask the mayoral candidates?
I was just wondering if it was permissible for a foreign national to hold down a city government job.
All right, Bill. That's thanks for your question. We'll throw that answer first to Richard. Richard, is it...
I am not aware. I'm sitting here next to the mayor, the current mayor, so I'm not aware of an ordinance that says you, like the United States, that being president of the United States, you have to be a citizen of the United States. I don't think there is an ordinance to that. But whether there is or isn't, how do I feel about it? I don't have a problem with it, quite honestly. If you go back historically, the Three Lucky Swedes, Rex Beach's book, The Spoilers, was about the frustration of the stampeders that arrived and wanting to know why the land inland before they figured out the gold had come to the ocean. Why did all these immigrants and people own land? Well, it's America, and there's not an ordinance to get it. And sometimes I remember when Martin Boozer took the oath of office. I mean, not oath of office, oath of allegiance to the United States. He did half of it in Anchorage and half of it at the finish line of the Iditarod Trail on Front Street. You could have heard a pin drop. We as citizens born don't really realize what it is to become a citizen and what that citizenship is. And very often, naturalized citizens or even, you know, people who love America who aren't citizens, you know, are very good in politics in America and love America as well. And so that's how I would answer that. Yes, what?
All right, we'll throw that same question to Denise before we get into our final closing comments. Denise.
excuse me, I'm getting a cold here. We do comply with state and federal law, so if a citizen or if a person is working for the city of Nome, we must comply with state and federal law.
All right, short and sweet. Thanks very much, Denise. We're going to now move into our final closing comments for our candidates. Unfortunately, due to the time crunch, we're going to have to keep it to just a minute or two. So any parting thoughts for this debate as we head to the polls on Tuesday, October 6th, to make our voices heard? We'll leave the first closing remark to Denise.
Excuse me. Thank you again for the opportunity, and thanks for the callers that and the emailers and the bloggers that sent in the questions. I believe that we also need to address our sales tax and property tax to keep it low for our tax-paying citizens while we still provide the best services that we enjoy. I'm so grateful, again, for the 12 years of being your mayor, and I appreciate your vote to reelect so we continue to move forward with the progress and what we've delivered so far. And again, thank you, and would appreciate your vote.
All right, Denise, thanks very much. Richard, we'll give you an opportunity for your closing comments.
Well, thank you, KNOM. Thanks for listening, Western Alaska. I believe in change, and change is sometimes a very good thing. And I am running for mayor not just for change, but because I believe passionately in the people of Nome. I believe passionately in our region. I believe passionately about our future. And we are on the brink of what could be a very, very bright, profitable, and exciting future. One has to keep in mind subsistence and all these other things. And it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. But the dialogues that are happening now are dialogues that didn't happen 110 years ago. What would it have been had the voice of the people 110 years ago been not? It was there. We just weren't listening. So I'm very happy to be running for mayor, and I hope that you'll vote for me. Nome, I love Nome. I love Nome. There's no place like Nome. What can I say? God bless you all, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Richard. And no matter what candidate you're voting for, just make sure you go out and vote. It is so important. It's not just a vote for Nome's mayor.
It's also a vote all around the region for NSCDC board members in Nome, Elam, Savunga, St. Michael, Enteller, and in Nome. We also have votes for City Council, School Board, and Utility Board. So get out there and vote on Tuesday, October 6th.
Thanks so much again to our guests, Denise and Richard, and to my co-host, and to our listeners and all of you that called in and submitted questions online. We'll be back next Thursday at 10 a.m. for another episode of KNOM's Exchange.